This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats were expecting Inspector Clouseau when they started their little spy thriller, and they instead got James Bond. Trump. James Trump. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Holy cow. Who knew the can of worms that the left would open up on themselves? I couldn't be more thrilled. This is all the intrigue and the, you know, whatever the spy thriller genre brings up for you. It's all that and a bag of chips. Imagine going to the theater. You get free popcorn, free nachos, and free candy, and the movie costs you a buck. That's what we're doing right now in America. We're having a lot of fun watching these Democrats go crazy on each other. Oh, man. I talked earlier in the broadcast. The man who knew too little, Donald Trump, going to D.C., finding out all the dirt by accident, and then springing it back onto him by accident. And the Democrats going, wow, he's good. Because he is good. The pressure is now on Mueller. The pressure is on the FBI. Dude, let me ask you this. I don't have the polling, but you guys, look it up. Look it up at any time. It doesn't matter when you listen to this broadcast. Look it up. Do you believe that more Americans trust the FBI than they did before? Do you think the Americans trust the CIA? What about Clapper? What about Brennan? What about Comey? Eric Holder? Loretta Lynch? Susan Rice? All these names are coming up in email chatter and stuff like this. Spies inside of the Trump campaign thing. Oh, man. What a great time to be a conservative in America, to look at these clowns and see what they're doing. Perpetrating lie after lie after lie. And getting caught, dependent, you guys know, dependent upon the very notion that Hillary Clinton would become president. If it weren't for, if Hillary had done her dang home job, we would know nothing about this. We would be so in the dark, we would be mushrooms. Kept in the dark, and they just keep shoveling manure on us. You know what I'm talking about? And look at all the ways they try to cover it up, right? Stormy Daniels. And I don't want to talk about her. But look at the turn of fate of everybody that conspires against Donald Trump. How many people have you talked to that go, Kevin, this is divine. This is God watching over Donald Trump. I'm one of them. I said it. Now, I happen to be a Christ follower and believe that God watches over everything. But I'm saying even people that aren't that religious or somewhat, you know, secular, they're going, man, I don't know. I just think God has got his hand in this. And you're like, man, you don't even go to church. I know, but, you know, I mean, it's like proving to me that God exists. Okay, okay. Trump is making people go back to the Lord, get back into the in the church. Has anybody studied that? Hey, Rasmussen, is Donald Trump creating a frenzy of people going, there's got to be a God. How is Donald Trump surviving? Woo! This is so much fun. So much pressure being put back on to the left. The pressure being put on Mueller. Wrap up this investigation. Giuliani came out and said this thing should be wrapped up by, what did he say, September? Now, I don't know if he can depend on that. He says, yeah. Says if you want to interview us in July, tell me when the report's going to get done. They said, you know, when that report's get issued. And they said September, which is good for everyone because then nobody wants to drag it into the midterms. I do. I want to drag it into the midterms. Look. The Democrats are being – what's funny is people think this is going to drag out as if it's bad for the Republicans. And dragging things out, normally that's what it is. Well, if this drags out, the Republicans are not going to like it. If this drags out, the Democrats continue with the butt-kicking that they currently are giving themselves. It is in the best interest of the Democrats. I'm not telling you this because I'm trying to set them in a trap. Y'all know I just tell you. I give you the truth. Democrats – if you really want to save your butts, which is impossible, but if you don't want them to get kicked any worse because you're doing it to yourselves, stop now. I'm just saying, stop now. Don't drag this out any further because it's a farce. everybody recognizes that when Donald Trump can get over 51%, over 50%, he's at, I think he's 51 now, and he's probably in the 60s, to be honest. When he can get that, after everything that they've done to him, bad news. Giuliani said he didn't want a repeat of what happened in 2016 when Comey announced in his camp that in the final days he was reopening the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of private email, blah, blah, blah. Rudy, keep your mouth shut. There's going to be a repeat. There already is a repeat. They're looking at everything. Now, New York is opening up an investigation on Wiener's emails. Hillary's got an investigation. They've got one on the Clinton Foundation. They've got a new one opening up on how the FBI handled the Clinton email scandal. And you're about to see others. Jim Jordan is saying we need another special counsel to look into the entire thing. This one won't be looked at, unfortunately. You know, at the way that the Democrats had been looked at before, this one's going to be looked at the right way, I guess is what I'm trying to say, because I didn't say it very well. Kevin, you've lost your eloquence. Woo, man, I don't want to say it's fun. You want to know why? Because it's a stain on the Republic. You want to know how big this thing is? I was thinking about this. This thing that's happening right now is so big that it actually rocks the foundation of government. There are many politicians who understand this. I think that's part of the reason why it's drips and drabs, that Mueller's dragging it out. So, because think about it. If Mueller did his job, there's probably at least five FBI agents who would be in prison. Brennan, former head of the CIA, would probably be in prison as a leaker. Barack Obama, Hillary. I mean, so many people on the left would go to prison. You want to talk about Armageddon and not be overstating it? The number of Democrats that would go to prison if we were legitimately handling this would rock the foundations of the Democratic Party. That's the truth. No hyperbole. That's what they're all afraid of. Rocking the foundation of the Democratic Party, rocking the foundation of of politics as we know it. And if the two-party says, let me tell you, you talk about a mass exodus. You would see a mass exodus of the Democrats to the Republicans or to independents or whatever that would shock you. That's why this is so scary for the Democrats. I talked about people saying, oh, Brennan is scared. Isn't Brennan who's scared? It's all the Democrats, all the former president's men, meaning Barack Obama's team. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Some crazy stuff, Netflix, we got chaos. That's what they say about Trump. Still saying that. Anyway, we'll be back. Keep it up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know what's trending on Twitter? Criminal deep state. That's trending. Donald Trump, let me just give you some idea what this guy does. So here was a couple of tweets I saw as I was prepping for the show. There will be big news coming soon for our great American auto workers. After many decades of losing your jobs to other countries, you've waited long enough. That was one thing. The next tweet that he had tweeted a bit earlier was witch hunt in all caps. You have to love this dude, man. He is on point. He doesn't let anything, you know, go away in the sense. I mean, he's going to keep it in the forefront. I love this. What an amazing guy. Here's another one. Big legislation will be signed by me shortly after many years. Right to try and big changes to Dodd-Frank. Do you know what right to try is? Right to try means if you are dying, somebody says you're terminal. You have a right to try experimental medication to save your life. We used to not do that. Can you? I mean, I want you to think about the government telling you, nope, look, I know we give you in the Constitution life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but this part about life doesn't give you the right to try. You can't try an experimental thing because it might kill you, but you're going to die. That's how crazy our government has become. I mean, I love it. And look, there are people that wouldn't even know what right to try is if it weren't for the president tweeting about it. The idea that you can't, where the Constitution says you have the ability to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Let me just put it this way. If you don't have the right to try to save your life, you have none of those. They've taken away your liberty so that you could have life and pursuit of happiness. That's how crazy things are in this world. I love looking at these tweets, man. You get if you get in contact with me on Twitter, I'm at that little at sign, Kevin Jackson TBS, and connect with me. You'll see what I, you know, because I'll be honest with you, I love looking at these different articles. Here's one. Netflix stock is plummeting in response to the Obama show. Now, I wouldn't say it's plummeting. It was down 2.82%. But I'm gonna tell you something. It is going to go down. And the reason that Netflix, and we're jumping around a little bit, it's okay. My producers are going, like, looking at their watches, like, we're on a schedule. You don't tell me what to do. Whose show do you think this is? I'm not on anybody's schedule. I will do what I want. Look, so you guys are aware that, and I talked about it a little bit earlier in the broadcast, but Netflix is going to let the Obamas produce a bunch of shows. And I laughingly said, I forget what it was, but they called them, stories. And I said, well, that was the same word we used to use it for a liar. You know, like, oh, man, he tells stories. Because my grandparents wouldn't let me say the word liar. So we would say, he tells stories, but he's a liar. So they were like, Obama's a great storytellers. And I went, yeah, they are. They're great liars. But they got a deal with Netflix. They gave one to, Will Smith, like $90 million. The Obamas probably got a fat deal with them. And Susan Rice is on the board. They're a very liberal group. And I said, I'm canceling them. I'm going to cancel Netflix. I'm going to go to something else. Now, is the other one leftist owned? Probably. It's all Hollywood crap, right? They negotiate the deals. But at least they didn't hire the Obamas. And at least Susan Rice doesn't sit on the board. I mean, we have to draw a line in the sand somewhere. Now, if you're smart, and I don't know who's out there that can put this together, come up with a conservative Netflix. How about we do that? And yeah, I don't know how much money they want to make because they're all making their own movies and things like this. But here's what I can tell you. If Netflix is $10 a month and you charge $5 a month and you only had half their money, but you weren't making Hollywood blockbusters, instead you were making films that cost anywhere from $1 million to $5 million max. That's your budget. Go make me good films. And you loaded it up with films, but you had all the TV shows and you had access to other movies except what they create. Could you survive on it? Yeah. If 5 million people a month had your service, and you were making $25 million a month, I think you could get away with it. So, I don't know how many people have Netflix. I bet you it's millions. And you're paying roughly $10 a piece, double. So let's say they have 5 million subscribers. And they're paying $10 each. So, 50, is that is my math right? The 5 million subscribers are paying $10 each. We're talking about $50 million a month. You can do a lot with that. It's all technology at this point. It's not intensive. It's not like you have to have people, monitoring and saying, is your video the right thing? Like YouTube, the monitor's over there. So I think I could survive on that. If I cut it in half and said it's not 50 million, it's 25 million, I'll take 25 million. 5 million a month and I can run a successful video service. There's a host of opportunities awaiting the conservative movement. You want to know when it's going to kick in? When we stop giving our money to the left. When somebody says, let's get together. Can you imagine if Hannity, O'Reilly, three or four people got together, we brought and Kevin Jackson, because I want to be a part, and we put together a video streaming service a la Netflix. We went to the same people and got TV shows and all that. And instead of worrying about Hollywood films, we financed our own TV shows, brought Tim Allen over and all the, we told the conservatives of Hollywood, you now have a home. Come here. Do you think these guys would be making great films and great TV shows and writing for us? Of course they would. Of course they would. Come on. So we could do it. Clapper, ooh, they did a thing. I'm looking at Twitter right now. They did a thing on his body language. He is the biggest liar. Wow. He's going down, I'm telling you. Clapper's going to be one that goes down. Let me look real quick. What else we got? Oh, ooh, this is an ugly picture of Comey. Everything okay, Jim? He's like snarling. Eee. Yeah, and I know you can catch people in all kinds of crazy stuff, but let's see. Here's one. New York mayor nutcase must know that schools are threatened. Otherwise, why would he do this? He takes armed police out of schools. Takes them out. Let's see what Donald J. Trump did on this one. It's clear they had eyes and ears all over the Trump campaign. Judge Andrew Napolitano. So Donald Trump gets quotes from people when they're on TV. He's never done this to me. He's done it to other people. I don't care. If he does it, great. If he doesn't, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. But I've said some pretty profound things and been a pretty good proponent of Donald Trump. But, yeah, he hasn't gotten to me yet. We'll see what happens. What else we got? So today we kept another promise, proposed new rule to prohibit Title X, Title X funding from going to any clinic that performs abortions. We talked about that the other day. I love that. I love it. I'm still in a battle with Roland Martin, so I'm seeing some of that thread. Let's see. Here's one. Look how things have turned around on the criminal deep state. They'll go after phony collusion with Russia, a made-up scam, and end up getting caught in a major spy scandal the likes of this country may have never seen before. What goes around comes around. So true. Let's see. Oh, here's one he did on Tommy Lahren. Everybody is with Tommy Lahren, a truly outstanding and respected young woman. Statement from the President of the United States. I don't know why he's chiming in. I don't know why he's protecting Tommy Lahren, but, you know, if he feels like he needs to, good for him. What else? Oh, man. Cool stuff. Anyway, look, we got a lot to talk about today. I just wanted to cover some tweets because I find them very interesting. Tweet to me at Kevin Jackson TBS.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump-Kim summit that was set for June 12th is off.
The world, and North Korea in particular, has lost a great opportunity for lasting peace and great prosperity and wealth.
That Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at a previously scheduled Senate hearing where this morning he ended up reading the letter from President Trump to Kim Jong-un. That letter sent following several harshly worded statements out of the North that were very critical of the United States and several members of the Trump administration, including Vice President Mike Pence. Republican Congressman Peter King saying of the president's decision,
I think he felt his latest statement showed that they were more just interested in making a show.
The Labor Department says 234,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 11,000 more than the previous week. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Democrats are divided. They don't know what to do. I use this comment quite a bit, but they do remind me of woodpeckers in a concrete forest. They don't know where to go, and they're just hurting their beaks. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. I want to play a clip from Al Green. Yeah, I'm so in love with you. Not that Al Green. Whatever you want to do. Now I want to sing. It's all right with me. Oh, Texas Al Green, congressman, member of the Congressional Black Circus. He wants to impeach Donald Trump, as do all the members of the Congressional Black Circus, because let me tell you something. The money train's drying up. These little crumb feeders at the hands of Pelosi and Schumer and so on, they see that their fortunes are really tied to their ability to cause rancor. And so in this particular case, Pelosi's like, y'all need to shut up. But Al Green talks about it and he references Pelosi. But here they are talking about impeachment.
Representative Green, if Democrats take back the House in November, what is the likelihood that Speaker Nancy Pelosi will bring up an impeachment charge?
I'll let Speaker Pelosi address her actions. But here is a point that I think is salient and one that ought to be referenced. Every member of the House is accorded the opportunity to bring up impeachment. This is not something that the Constitution has bestowed upon leadership. It's something that every member has the right and privilege of doing. So I'm not sure that there'll be members who are going to wait for someone else if that someone else, doesn't matter who it is declining to do it. We can all do it. And I think that there's a good likelihood that there will be articles of impeachment.
Wait, have you heard directly from the minority leader about these efforts of yours, specifically to asking you to stop, asking you to hold back, anything along that line?
Well, I don't think you have to ask me whether I've heard. I think it's probably, if you've read publications, it's intuitively obvious to perhaps even the most casual observer that she and I are in different places on this.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. So, they want to impeach, but the leadership is going, we're not going to impeach. We need you to leave this alone. There's a reason for that. They know that it's energized us. They watched what happened in Ohio, and it sent a shockwave through them. And now they're watching all these other things. And they can't control social media, so they're really afraid. They can't control what's getting out there. You want to hear the latest? This is going to blow your mind. And now I could talk about the impeachment thing and the chasm between the Democrats, the fact that leadership is not even being followed. There was a time where when you had control of Congress the way, you know, Tip O'Neill did, for example, the Democrats followed leadership. These black folks are going, we don't care what you think, Nancy Pelosi. We're going to do our thing. That is a break. Now, here's the problem. The break in that black leadership isn't helping. It isn't pro-Trump, a pro-Trump break. In fact, it's quite the opposite. But it really is a pro-Trump break. Here's what I'm telling you. Leadership understands that most blacks do not follow what's going on with Al Green and Nancy Pelosi and these other blacks calling for impeachment. They actually see this. They're saying, guys, you're ruining it and you're ruining your credibility. And in your break with us, you're proving that we're not united in this thing. And this has far reaching implications. And they're afraid for that. The Kanye effect is what you're watching play out here. Now, some people want to credit Candace Owens. I don't care. Can't credit who you want. Some people, if they're smart, would be crediting blacks like myself and Elder and many others, because unlike Candace, who was a never-Trumper at some point, I never was. I said I'd support whoever won, and there came a point where I went, it's going to be Trump, and I was all in, and I've been all in. I criticize what he does bad, and I will elevate what he does good. I like what I'm seeing so far. There's a couple things. He said something the other day that I happen to disagree with. What was it? I can't remember, but there's a policy that he has that I'm going, I don't like. I don't like his tax policy that doesn't make everybody pay a little something. But so we disagree on some things. But in the scheme of things, you know, I'd be crazy not to be, you know, happy with what's going on with Donald Trump. Anyway, I want to go back to this thing on Al Green and impeachment. And I want to talk about how crazy things have gotten for the left. And I want to play this clip from Jamu Green, where she speculates on Trump in multiple affairs or something. But here it is.
Planned Parenthood can, a lot of us believe, unfortunately, conduct abortions, but they can't do it on the taxpayer dime. And that's the line that we're drawing here.
Well, Pete, they're not doing it on the taxpayer dime. There is a law in place, the Hyde Amendment, that makes it very clear that federal funds can't be used for abortion.
Yeah, but this is effectively the enforcement of the Hyde Amendment. No, I just want to clarify. This is the enforcement of the
Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment is enforced, and Planned Parenthood meticulously makes sure that they are following those rules. But to your first question around the outrage, I guess, that you mentioned is coming from the left, I think what is outrageous here is that no one would be surprised if President Trump himself hadn't personally funded multiple abortions, and through this ruling is trying
to
take away.
I have no evidence,
but I'm saying no one would be surprised.
Would you be surprised? Why would I speculate on anybody,
Jamu? It's inappropriate to speculate on anyone.
Would you be surprised?
Hold on, this is the height of his credibility.
Go ahead,
this man, President Trump, has made a ruling that is going to take away many women's access to basic health care, and he's done it for political reasons.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, 844-551-8255. Do you see how crazy things get on the left?
He could possibly pay for a bunch of abortions. I don't know that he did, but I just want to put that out there.
Now, can you imagine if I put that out there? What would happen? By the way, Fox News doesn't like controversy. Are you kidding? Look, these are the things that people are out there saying and doing. This is the level of desperation. That was Jamu Green, by the way. And Fox, I don't know if she's still a contributor, but occasionally they have her on, spouting out something completely out of the blue, completely speculative. Pete asked her, do you have any proof? Nope. But it's entirely possible. It's entirely possible that it isn't. Is that what we've gone to in order to get to President Trump, whose policy is we're not funding your abortions through Planned Parenthood? And in other words, we're not paying for them. And then you know what our next comment was? Well, he's limiting women's rights to adequate health care. How so? That's really what the discussion should have been. And that's where I always come back to why we don't get to these things. They're talking impeachment over what? Because you disagree with his ideology, so we should impeach Obama because we disagreed with his stance on health care. If we want to disagree with you because you've taken something out of a policy position and you've abused your power, Obama should have been impeached 5-6 times. But think about what Trump does, and I'll use DACA as an example. President Trump says DACA, which was due to expire on May the 12th, he says, well, look, not May the 12th, earlier, he says, it's illegal to begin with. I want to put this back into the hands of Congress. And oh, by the way, I'm willing to go farther. I'm willing to put more people on it. And you know what Congress did? Nothing. They didn't address it. The Democrats still demonize it. Oh, he's not interested in immigration. He's a xenophobe. And Trump is like, look, the proper procedure for DACA would be not through executive edict. It would be for Congress. You put something on it, and I'm going to take a look at it. And oh, by the way, I will do 3 times more DACA people than you even put on your list. If that doesn't tell you everything you need to know about the Democrats, I don't know what does. They don't care about the reality of helping these people and the fact that Donald Trump says, I'm willing to meet you. Don't think this is being missed by these leftists. I talked earlier in the broadcast of the number of people who are coming over every single day. And I'm going to ask this question again in the show. What do you think? How many Republicans do you think are going, man, I can't stand what Donald Trump is doing. I'm leaving to go to the Democrats. They may find you one Pied Piper over there. Oh, you know, one example. Look at this guy. Thousands of Democrats. I don't know how, you know, hundreds, thousands every day, every week, every whatever are coming over. They're coming over in the Midwest states where they feel underrepresented or not represented. They're coming over because they've seen their party do things that they never would have predicted, that they never would have believed their party would have done. They're seeing it happen, and they're saying to themselves, this isn't right. I'm telling you, that's what's happening. So, you know, I look at the blacks that want to impeach, the blacks like Jamu Green who want to make up things about Donald Trump and then decry fake news. It's exactly what it was. It has nothing to do with anything. And we bring sanity to the equation every single day. And watch these things unfold, and they don't know how to handle it. The level of desperation only is going to get worse, but that's good for us.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, man, I'm still battling with Fathead Roland Martin. Former CNN hack. If you get fired from CNN, you're an anchor on CNN. You get fired, you're a hack. I mean, these are the few. Have you looked at that lineup? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Now, Roland will argue, well, you've never been at CNN. You're right, Roland. I haven't. I haven't been able to be fired by CNN. I mean, Al Sharpton has a better gig than Roland Martin. Jeez. And you know what he's arguing about? The three-fifths compromise. We've been arguing about this now for the better part of 3 days since I came off Laura Ingraham, and some knucklehead black professor, attorney, said, "Well, you got to remember, I was only 3/5 of a person when the Constitution was formed." And I went, "That's just nonsense." And so that started it. He said, "They didn't think of me as human." And I said, "That's nonsense. The founding fathers thought of nothing more than slaves being human. That's exactly why the 3/5 compromise was written." I did an entire video and sent it over to Fathead Roland Martin. By the way, look at the size of his head. If you think I'm lying, see, people think I'm they're like, "Kevin, you shouldn't resort to name calling." I'm not name calling. I'm merely pointing out an abnormality of Roland. Now, you can be mad. If I'd said big hands, Roland, you might not have taken it as bad. He's a fat head. Look at his head. He's got the head of 3 people. And he's not a little dude. If Roland was on a regular sized body, if he were to lose weight, I'm not kidding you, you would wonder how he keeps that head up. They say the average human brain weighs 8 pounds. Well, Roland's probably weighs about, I don't know, 3 ounces. But his head weighs like 40 pounds. I'm not even joking. Roland's head is big. And so I call him Fathead Roland just to make it a point that he's got such a fat head, but where's his brain? He doesn't have a brain because he's a dummy. Fathead Roland Martin. But anyway, here's my point. I'm going to say it again because I want to make sure I'm very crystal clear on this, because he brings up Plessy versus Ferguson and the 14th Amendment. And I'm going, "Hey, Roe, this is a simple discussion. Did the 3/5 compromise help slaves or not?" And he said, "Of course it didn't help slaves." And then he went into Plessy versus Ferguson. And see, when he said, "Of course it did not help slaves," he's lying. He went on to say, "Well, it didn't really. It wasn't until Plessy versus Ferguson and the 14th Amendment that all this happened." Really? What led to all of this? I've already given this, but I want to say it again because I want to be very clear. I didn't pick a fight with Fathead Roland Martin, who's now on Ghetto TV, on TV One, Black TV. You know, an audience is not even bigger than my YouTube. Well, what used to be my YouTube audience, so they deleted my account. But Roland's got no audience. Roland gets paid almost like NPR. You know, because like there'll be a George Soros group who will fund somebody else who says, "Look, if you have these black race pimps come on and say the things we want them to say, we'll pay their salaries." And so Roland gets reduced from CNN. And then he goes down to Ghetto TV. And he thinks he's a big shot. "I'm making more money than you, Kevin Jackson." And I remember when we had this argument, I said, "Yeah, because you're the sellout. You make more money than I do because you're a sellout. If I was a sellout, you wouldn't even know who Roland Martin was. If I was to go to CNN or MSNBC and sell out and do what I do on the other side of the aisle, holy cow, I would be the biggest name in politics. I crap you not." But anyway, so we're having this discussion, and Roland keeps going back and forth. "You lied. You said that it didn't humanize black." And I said, "No. When the guy said I was 3/5 a person during when they formed the civil right, you know, formed the Constitution, what I was saying is you never were 3/5 a person." See, that's a mentality. I'm 3/5 a person. Now, I know he's talking about the 3/5 compromise, so my answer had duality, because the duality of it is not only were you not 3/5 a person, but there was somebody who recognized your humanity and decided to make the slave owners, who didn't think of you as any fifths of a person, they thought of you as 0/5 of a person, because blacks couldn't vote. Slaves could not vote. They were property. And so by extension, what the Southern, the Democrats wanted to do was they said, "I own these people that I know I treat as cattle, but I want them to have a vote. That vote is going to be my vote. I'm going to make them vote the way I vote." If nothing else, they may never vote. And this, they never wanted them to vote, by the way. I want to be clear about that. They never wanted them to vote, but they wanted them to count towards a vote. So when Congress was apportioning the representatives and what have you, they were going to count them all, including the slaves, and then the slave states were going to have more representatives than the free states, rather, and so thus slavery would slowly expand. That's what it was about. And so two abolitionists said, no, let's look at this and let's figure out the numbers. And we're going to compromise with you, And I've explained it once, but I want to explain it again. I want people to be crystal clear about my stance on it. And they said, we'll compromise. We'll give them 3/5 of a vote. But in January, come January 1st of 1808, slavery ends. No more importation of slaves. So that meant that 3/5 of a vote was done. Then black folks were going to get the ability to vote. You know, at some point, they would no longer be slaves because they'd all die off. And everybody left would be free citizens who all had a vote. That was the intent. The founding fathers, some of the people who formed this nation said, we see the horror of this. We don't want it to exist. And here's this attorney saying, I was only 3/5 a person. Now, first of all, his mentality that he was only 3/5 a person is wrong. And because he still adopts it. He's still living in the late 1700s and the early 1800s to believe that. And then he's trying to say, well, no, metaphorically, my people were 3/5, 3/5, and therefore it was formed on the nation that we were lesser of people. But he doesn't want to explain the whole thing. So when I'm explaining this to Roland Martin, he doesn't want to believe it. Even Frederick Douglass, one of the best thinkers of our day, said this during the time, this is a great compromise because he knew exactly what it would do. It would prevent the expansion of slavery. But do you think that these guys are going to care? And so Roland Martin knows he's wrong, but he won't admit it. He can't admit it. So he brings up Plessy versus Ferguson. He brings up the 14th Amendment and say, well, we didn't get all this stuff until all these other things happened. But he knows that that was part of the Constitution was writing out slavery. It was writing in the humanity of the very people that helped build this nation. And he knows if he brings that message of overcoming, that message that these white guys saw their wrongs and they wrote it out, that there's no money in that for him. See, there's no money in educating people the correct way. So what's funny, a guy tweets to me and says, Roland's got, you know, this 500,000 people on Twitter, and he's got this many people that this, that, and the other. And I said, wow, you're telling me that by virtue of the number of people he has on Twitter, he's got to be right. Yeah, that makes it right. Then other people are arguing with me, you know, about the humanity of, you know, anybody that would consider somebody 3/5 of a person. And I'm arguing, you know, you people don't read for comprehension because I'm giving you the answers here and you don't want to pay attention. With 500,000 people, if I tweet something, I guarantee you at least 150 of them are going to respond back to you. There's been no exaggeration, less than 10 people that have responded to come to Roland's defense. And not a single one of them, in my opinion, has looked at what we're talking about. They just respond with you know, talking point nonsense. And I bet you no less than 50 of my followers have jumped on Roland, given him actual places to go look and read about it, saying, Kevin's exactly right, here's all the stuff. We've come at them with facts, and fathead Roland, all he does is just complain. Oh, you're just crazy. And he called me. He said I was a joke. He said I was a joke. And I said, yeah, the joke from a guy who gets fired from CNN, has to do ghetto TV, then chimes in when I say something, can't even defend it because I ask him point blank, do you think this is a good or a bad thing? It was a bad thing for the slaves. Okay, so they should have made, if they had claimed that the slaves were 100% human, as you put it, with no vote, we'd still be slaves. Now, you explain to me how that's bad for the slaves. And he can't answer it. And he won't answer, but he calls me a joke. This is what you're up against. Look, I'm not worried about them. When people would come to my defense on Roland, I would say, hey, you can stay out of this. I got Fathead. I'll beat him up. Don't worry about him. And then other people said that came out and said, don't worry, Kev's got this in hand. And then they send me notes saying, you know what, man, I'm so happy that you are embroiled in this fight, that you continue to do these things, because I don't know what would happen without you doing it. I know what would happen. Roland would win. That ideology would win. I'm not letting them win. And they go, what's the name calling? It's not name calling. Look at his head. He's got a super big head. That's why I call him Fatty.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.